This morning we discussed, when we learned the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gabi, all types of Sveika the Dina that we have, the Gabi Brachas. So there's a very Yesodis Dekatesis, which we didn't really speak out in Gansen. For instance, licorice is a classic example of something which is a suffix by Heintek Apoiskim, what bracha you make. On the one hand, licorice has in it Chamesh Taminim, as we all know, one of the ingredients are Kemach, flour. On the other hand, it has all types of sweeteners and sugars and all other types of ingredients. So what is the purpose of the flour? Tosfos says clearly in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, if the purpose of the flour is a binding agent, if it's only there ledabek, if it's only there to give texture, then it doesn't require a mezoinus. However, if the purpose of the flour is not just in order to give texture, but the purpose of the flour, like Tosfos says, they lisoy des halev, to satiate you, and that's what it does, it soyed you, so then it requires a mezoinus. So it's a big machlek zapoiskim what you make. Rav Moshe held you make a mezoinus on licorice. Others hold, Rav Yankov, talking about even years ago, this machlek didn't start now, Rav Yankov held that you make a shahakal. And he did research, the purpose of the binding of the kemach is a binding agent, its texture, it's bechal not there for the satiation, lisa des alev. So you have a machloikas, so what do? So the reason why many make a shahakal, when you have a suffix brachas, so you rather be safe with a shahakal versus a bracha, which might be a bracha lebatola. That's the simple understanding of making a shahakal when you have suffix and brachas. And there's many food items that are suffix and brachas. Like we mentioned, rice cakes and all types of food items, there's a machloikas apoyskim. Shlomo Zalman held one way, Rabbi Yashiv held another way. So shahakal, it's not stam you make a shakel. When you have a sveika and sofik and brachas, it's better to make a shakel. However, licorice is an example. If a person eats an abundance of licorice, and many times that goes together, people that eat the licorice eat a lot of it. And if you eat a lot of it, b'chdei achilas pras, then you might be required to make an alamichyo on the tzad that it's mezoinus. So what did you gain by making the shakel? You're not going to help you legabe de brocha achroina. If you're eating of licorice, then you would be required to make an alamichyo. And alamichyo, the bracha lachareo, might be a deraisa. Bracha lafaneo, maybe not. Questionable in the Gemara, svara, not a svara. Gemara brings the posuk, Gemara is a svara. It doesn't mean deraisa, it means drabonon. But legabe, a bracha lachareo, this poiskim that holds that me ain't sholosh, alamichyo is deraisa. So what are you making a bracha rishoyna, shahakon, you think you're upgepatted? You might still end up with a suffix on the bracha achroina. So because of that, it might be better to eat licorice, maybe better not to eat it at all. But if a person eats it, it might be better to eat it in the suda. Once you're eating a suda and you're ready making, you made hamoitzi, so then you don't require bracha lefonel. You don't, if it's assuming that it's dvam aboy machmas a suda, maybe it's not, but I'll upon him. Once you're making a birchas hamoz and lachreo, so that patters up the bracha of Me'ein Sholosh that might have been required if you ate an abundance of this kemach b'chdei achilas pras. So that might be the nekuda. Now, Tosfos and Daf Lamed Zayin, Tosfos says, Rabbi Natan had a tzad. When you're mesupik about a bracha achroina, do we make a bar nefoshes? Do we make a alamichya? Rabbi Natan had a tzad, so Tosfos, he was magia in his machzer, which means his siddur. He was magia in the bracha of Me'ein Gimel. He put in there al adoma val pri adoma. That means when a person makes bar pri adoma and he's besupik on this item, food item, if it's adoma, if it's a mezoinus, so he made a bracha achroina, an insertion of al adoma in the bracha. Zok teisu v'benin tami gear b'machzish loy al adoma val pri adoma v'chozaboyim. But then he retracted from it. The loy aschem b'shum mokem mach bracha. He brings from the Gemara and daf mem dalet. We don't find anywhere in the Gemara an al adoma inserted. Tosfos finishes off with a Yerushalmi, a fascinating Yerushalmi. He says, this suffix that we have, kain that we have a suffix on all types of food items, on rice cakes, on licorice. Is it better to eat within the Suda? What do you do with the Bracha Lefonel, Bracha Lacharel? The Yerushalmi says that the Amoraim were also mesupik about certain food items. Zok Tosfos, Yesh min Amoraim shoyim mesupokim, they were mesupik.
The My mevok masoifer, they're mesupik about the bracha lachareho. Rabbi Yirmiyah omar lo yachal tzoylis min yoyma. Because of that, he avoided it. Rabbi Yirmiyah state Yerushalmi avoided this meichel of kloyus of soilus in order not to be mistapik in a bracha lachareho. So that was their, they also had tzveikas in brachas, and they didn't make a bracha. The Trumas Hadeshen, it's brought down in the Poiskim, the Trumas Hadeshen, in Simen Reish Ches, the Trumas Hadeshen says that to insert on a suffix a bracha of, let's say, Alo Adoma in between, inserted in Alamichya, is not an Eitzah Be'etzim, because on the Tzad that you're not mechuyim in that bracha, then it will be a Hefzik in the bracha. So that's the Yisod of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen says you can't just insert when you have a suffix, just insert an insertion, because on the Tzad that you're not mechuyim in that bracha, then Alo Adoma is a Hefzik in the bracha that you're making. Rather, what's Yester Eitzah? That's what he means when he says that this morning, I didn't maybe say the Trumas Hadeshen exactly correctly. He said you can't just insert an insertion to patter up the suffix that you have, because it might be a hefzik in the bracha. What you could do is obviously eat that food item that requires that bracha achrona with it, so then you have that food item being upkepatted with a different mezoinus, if you're mesupik on licorice. Then you anyways have to make an alamichya on the food item that your vade requires that bracha achrona. That is the proper way of eating brachas that have sveikas, lefonel, and achareo, by eating similar food items that do not have the suffix, and then you yotzimidei sveika. But Al-Kaponim, we see from this Yerushalmi that Taisa brings, it's not something new to be mesupik in brachas. The Amoraim are mesupik about certain food items, stated in Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yirmiyah evaded that food item. Al-Kaponim, this is relevant legabe licorice and all these other food items that are discussed in Ha'intika Poiskim, how to go about it, say it lefonel, and it will be in Afkamina lacharel too. The right way to go about it is not stand by inserting Dr. Trumas Hadeshen. You can't just take another bracha and pattern it up with an insertion, but rather by eating a similar food item, which for sure requires that bracha lefanel lachareel.